The question was asked, what do angels look like? And what forms do they take? Do they have a steady form? So, let's think through Tanakh where we encounter angels. Okay? Possibly in Bereishis, we have the sons of God, the Bnei Elohim. In Vayera, three angels appear to Avraham Avinu. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu sees angels going up and down a ladder, and then he's greeted by angels when he comes back into the land of Israel. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu fights with an angel. Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef meets up with a man in the field who Chazal tell us was the angel Gabriel. And that's what? Hagar meets the angel, right? Hagar in Lech Lecha. So we have angels also in Vayera, right? What?
Also
Yeshua meets an angel. Right? An angel comes in the end of Vayera when he's about to Shecht Yitzchak. Bila meets an angel. Okay, so we have angels throughout the Torah. Let's fly forward, excuse the pun, to the book of Yechezkel. Okay? And the book of Yechezkel begins with the following prophecy. Yechezkel is standing by the river Kivar out in Babylon, and the heavens open up, and he sees godly visions. And God speaks to him, and God's hand rests upon him, and he sees a turbulent wind coming from the north, a great cloud of fire inside, and a hue around it, and within it he sees a chashmal in the fire. Chashmal, name of an angel. And inside he sees four chayot. He sees four chayot. What are four chayot? So chayot could mean wild animals. We have a tradition, that's another name of an angel. Chayot. And this is what they looked like. They looked like a human being. And they had four faces. And each one had four wings. And their foot was straight. And they came together, their feet, like the foot of a calf. And they sparkled. They sparkled like burnished brass. And they had hands of humans under their wings on their four sides. And they had faces and wings on all four sides. And he continues and discusses the four different faces they had. The face of a lion, the face of an ox, the face of an eagle, the face of a human. And their wings, what they did with their wings, and how they were connected to another type of angel called an ofan. And when the chayot would lift, so then the ofan, which is like a wheel, that would lift with them. So there are all kinds of angels. There are all kinds of angels, and angels have wings. Angels have wings? Angels need wings to fly? No, angels don't need wings to fly. Angels need a ladder to get up to heaven? No, angels don't need a ladder to get up to heaven. So what's going on here? So the most basic answer is that this description of angels is what Chazal call Maase Merkava, the secrets of the Torah, how God's chariot works. God has a chariot. God needs a chariot to get places. God doesn't need a chariot. These are all Kabbalistic concepts, which you learn after you've learned everything else. But we're not happy with that. We want to know more. We want to understand. So we have to know that there is a basic machlokas Rambam, Ramban, how we view angels. The Rambam says 10 levels of angels, says the Rambam, and the Rambam gives you their names. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesod Torah, the second chapter, he says, there are things that have no body, and the angels are beings that have no body, they have no physical form. So then how come we say that the angel appeared with fire and wings? That's all prophetic visions.
This is Rambam?
Rambam. You saw the Torah, the second chapter. It's all prophetic visions. When we say they have wings, what we mean is they're not weighed down by a body. It's metaphorical. So the Rambam holds that angels never take on physical form. They're all in a vision. Along comes the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayera and says, wait a second, so Avram was sitting with four what? Right? Four Arabs, four what? Says the Rambam, that was all vision of prophecy. It says, Vayroi lov Hashem, the beginning of the Parsha, Hashem appeared to him. How did Hashem appear to him? And that prophetic vision, where he saw a vision, and he saw three people coming in, and he saw himself running, and he saw himself, says the Ramban, really? So why was Yaakov limping after he fought with the angel? Prophetic vision, how come he ends up limping? Along comes the Radak and answers up the Rambam. Fine. There are questions on the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that angels are always prophetic visions. You don't see an angel with the naked eye. Angels don't take on physical form. That's Maimonides' opinion. The simple understanding throughout Tanakh is not that way. The simple understanding is that there are both. There is the angel that appears in angelic form, like Yechezkel and Yeshaya sees them, and there's some kind of form in heaven where they see in a vision of prophecy with wings for whatever reason, and Chazal discuss why they have wings, and with feet for whatever reason, and Chazal discuss why they have feet, and with faces, and Chazal discuss what each face represents. But all of these are prophetic visions. Everyone agrees to that. That there weren't physical angels flapping their wings, hovering there near God. That's not the idea. And yet, we still, the simple understanding is like Nachmanides, that we say angels can take on physical form and appear. And appear to Avram as three Arabs, to Yaakov Avinu as a man who fights with him, to Yoshua when he's standing outside Jericho as a man who's ready to fight a war. At different times, angels can take on different forms and appear in different ways, and that's fine. That's also an understanding among Chazal. What happens when a prophet sees a vision of prophecy? If he's seeing it through an angel, well, sometimes the angel actually talks to him. And sometimes the angel shows him a vision. Sometimes he sees a picture. Sometimes he sees something, and then the angel asks him, what do you see? And he says this, and the angel says the interpretation is that. Different prophecies are seen differently. Yechezkel has a vision where an angel takes him for a tour. What's it called? Virtual tour of the future temple. And he starts measuring, and he says, this is going to be the measurement of this. And he shows him the measurement of the Mizbech, and the measurement of the different things in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so the angel showed him both the vision, plus the angel who showed him how to measure and what's going to be in the future temple. So all of those are legitimate. The angel could show many of them. When angels are not working, meaning when they're not busy down here, where are they? What are they doing? So some angels are just created for a specific task. Some angels have a long-term task. The angel Gabriel has a job to represent us in heaven. So he's up there making claims on our behalf in the heavenly court, whatever that means. Some angels are singing songs of praise. The Kedusha that we say every day is representative of the praise that we have from the Nevi'im that angels say before Hashem. It says in the Nevi'im that the angels say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The angels say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. That's this vision, that Yechezkel and Yeshaya saw the same vision of the Chayos and the Srafim, and that's what we say, V'alfanim v'chayot HaKodesh V'rash Gadol Mitnasim L'umat Srafim L'umatam Baruch Yomeru. That's all a quote from the Nevi'im. That's what the prophet saw. So that's the praise that's going on in heaven through these angels. So, in summation, angels are spiritual beings, Machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether they can take on form or they never take on physical form. It's only a prophetic vision. The Navi Yechezkel describes to us Chayos and Ofanim and Chashmal, and the Rambam breaks it down to 10 levels of angels. Depending on the level of a person will depend on what level of angel he can see. And according to the Rambam, it's always a vision. They're never taking on form. And the simple understanding is like the Ramban, that the angel can take on a form and can also appear in a vision and also show a whole picture, can also show a visualization of something else. Clear? Fine? Okay.